Morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Go those 36ers.
Oh, how about it? How about it? Phoenix just decided not to play defense in their first preseason game.
Well, I haven't seen them play defense for 3 years, but that's a separate story, mate. That was unbelievable. So just for our listeners, the first time ever an NBL team has beaten an NBA team, which is the Phoenix Suns, mind you, who is a powerhouse in the Western Conference Finals. And yes, Chris Paul and Devin Booker did play.
Did they care, though, Brad? Like, it's... I know they still played some of their big fish, but would they be bothered?
Look, no, let's be honest. Like, they would have taken it. They would have taken it easy, but let me say they'll be bothered at the end of the game. There's no way they would have wanted to lose that. Now, what would have happened is, oh, we'll come out. The Aussies are going to be easy beats. We'll just take it easy.
Yeah,
then all of a sudden, you know, the 36ers come out and they hit something like 24 threes. And it's unbelievable. And Craig Randall had 35 points.
Tell me about these two players, Randall and Franks, who scored, what, 67 points between them, Brad? I know they're both Americans, but what's their background?
Yeah, so Franks played for Brisbane last year, really good player, and that was a good pick-up for Adelaide 36ers and coach CJ Bruton. Franks, look, he's come out of nowhere. Randall, he's come out of nowhere. It's when I say that, he hasn't played in Australia before, and there's a real rap on him where he's going to be rocks or diamonds. He's going to, you know, score 35 one day and then take 35 shots the next. But yesterday, in his hometown in Phoenix, he came out and showed the world what he could do. And now, if I'm the Adelaide 36ers, I'm worried. Is an NBA team going to pick him up? And he might be gone, because all these players have NBA clause out. So if an NBA team's watching that and watching drain all these threes and score 35 points, they might be, let's not go home, shall we?
Yeah, right. So they beat Phoenix, all right. So they come back to the NBL.
Yep.
What was their expectation before that game, and what's the expectation now after the game?
Yeah, good question. Look, the expectation was they were going to have a good year. They didn't play well last year. They've really loaded up this year, the 36ers. And I definitely had them in my top four. So I think that, you know, what they've done now is probably what they've expected to do. Now they've got to come back and do that properly, because now the real league starts. And don't forget, they'll come up against those mighty Sydney Kings soon, and then that'll be a real test to get these Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, the Kings are a snack compared to Phoenix, aren't they?
But they've
got Josh Giddey in the Thunder on Friday first, the 36ers.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So OKC, obviously, with Josh Giddey, who used to play for the Adelaide 36ers, mind you. So that'll be another good test, and I don't think the Oklahoma City will take them as easy as the Phoenix Suns did.
Yeah. Certainly, just before we get onto the NBL for week one, the story of the weekend was the Opals and Lauren Jackson in particular, and the way she finished her career with the Opals after that comeback. Describe, I guess, from Friday night and the disappointment of losing to China into Saturday afternoon and the victory against Canada to secure that bronze medal.
Yeah, unbelievable. The China game was gut-wrenching. They had a chance to win it, and they probably lost it rather than China won it. They, you know, were up by two, went down the stretch, had a turnover, then they fouled and gave China 4 points. But to bounce back, very similar to what the Boomers did when they won their bronze medal, they lost to US in that semi, and they bounced back and knew, right, we've got to get this win because we've got a chance to win a medal, and a medal on home soil. And didn't Lauren Jackson come to work? She just said, no way, I'm not finishing my career with anything but rose gold. And she had 30 points. She was phenomenal. The girls were great. And all in all, it was an outstanding tournament for the world of basketball, and more so for Australia. And there's young girls that are going to be watching that, and they're going to remember this for their lifetime.
How well placed are we now going forward? Because obviously this has brought us out of the Liz Cambage controversy, of course, and going forward without her. But now, I mean, Lauren Jackson's not going to be there going forward. I know that, you know, she wasn't playing huge minutes in the games at the World Cup. So how well placed are we then to get up there and try and compete with the USA?
Look, I think it's going to be tough, because you are going to lose Lauren. And as whatever happened with Liz, she was an outstanding player. But the good news is the culture's right. And that's what they needed to get right for this thing. They just needed to set the culture properly and be able to get that on track. That's done. And there is some very good players in this team. I thought Tammy Whitkin had an outstanding series. Steph Talbot was all-star five. Beck Allen was great until she got injured. Kyla George, they were all these Ezzy Magvador. So there is enough to take them forward. But let's not kid ourselves. The US were a mile in front of everyone. And then everyone else was going for silver. So I think they're in good shape, but it's going to take a little bit, you know, of luck and playing well in the next, especially in Paris in 24.
Who impressed you out of the first week, Brett?
Of the NBL?
Yes.
Yeah, look, I thought the big guns, I thought the Kings was great. Derek Walton Jr., he showed that there's no hangover from the Jalen Adams. I thought they looked good. Cairns had a good win last night against Tasmania. Melbourne scraped over their win, but really the pick of the weekend was Perth Wildcats. Bryce Cotton and their team just turned around and said, nah, not it. Forget that we didn't make the playoffs last year. We beat Brisbane on home soil with Aaron Baines and the crew, and I thought Perth was outstanding.
How old is Bryce Cotton? I reckon I've been talking about Bryce Cotton for 20 years.
Yeah, I think he's 74 on that. So
he just keeps going and going and going.
He does.
He must have been a young fella, is he?
He's 30.
Well, 30. Yeah, I'd say he's 30, 31, 32, but he's been around for years, and he is just phenomenal and as good as ever. He was very injured at the end of last year, and that hurt Perth. He's my pick for the MVP this year. I think he will have a stellar season bar injury.
Great to speak to you, Brad.
My pleasure. Remember, they're back. Go, those Kings.